Hello, my name is Roger Watson and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 16th of July 2015. That's the sound of an operating theatre, with no music playing, but just listening to the background noise and the conversation between the team. Now contrast this with the next clip. Yes, I'm sure you got it. That was the sound of an operating theatre with music playing, in addition to the communication between the team and all of the background noises. Music is played during the majority of operations performed in operating theatres and has been playing in operating theatres almost since it was possible to have portable music devices. Admittedly, some may not seem that portable these days, and with increasing portability has come increasing frequency of music being played and an increasing variety of the music being played. Originally, music in operating theatres was meant to benefit patients by creating a relaxing ambience as they were anaesthetised, and according to patients in at least one study, they like it. According to another study, it does reduce preoperative anxiety. However, there is an assumption that such music is soothing, suitable to a broad taste in music, and not having any unexpected adverse consequences. Apart from the fact that one person's music can be another person's torture, what if music is not soothing but loud and intrusive? Can this have adverse consequences? According to a recent study conducted at Imperial College London by Weldon et al. 2015, titled Music and Communication in the Operating Theatre and published in JAN, it can. Music can be so loud and intrusive that it hampers staff communication, and good communication in the operating theatre is essential for patient safety, both in terms of speed and accuracy of information exchange, requests and instructions. In the study by Weldon et al., video recordings were made of operations with and without music, and the speed, in terms of how often things had to be repeated, of communication was observed and recorded. In the presence of music, the speed of communication was decreased as people had to ask for information to be repeated. Operating theatres are already noisy environments, and the noise levels exceed recommended safety limits. The addition of music, which, by virtue of the already high background noise, has to be played loud, adds to the problem. According to the authors, this study has identified serious patient safety issues that cannot be ignored. Regardless of whether music can increase surgeons' concentration and mask extraneous noise, anything that might impair team communication might place patient safety in jeopardy. As a recommendation, they say, we recommend that nurses join the discussion and debate around this topic that is currently heavily represented by the views of surgeons. Yeah.